on 891 AM.
Digital radio.
And the ABC Listen app.
This is Breakfast with Ali Clark.
Eddie Bannon, well, you give us an ode every week, and I believe this one is an ode to the cassette.
I once used a mixtape as a team to bridge that gap that lay between my lack of words to fully express how I felt to those who wore a dress. That were the girls, not blokes who wore a dress. Okay,
well, you know, the Scots.
The ladies.
Right here, Ireland.
The Scots. I knew the Scots very well. Anyway, they lived down the road. The ladies then were a mystery, an undiscovered history. More than one date ended in isolation due to a tongue-tied lack of conversation.
Aww.
I was fine once things got underway, but that initial terror of what to say when we first sat down on a proper date left me stranded at the starting gate. So I came up with a cunning plan to lower my odds of being also ran. When I next asked the girl out on a date, I'd include a complimentary conversation-free starting mixing tape. There's no downside. What could possibly go wrong? I was basically the sum of all the songs I listened to as I lay in my bed. The Cars, Joy Division, Talking Heads.
Yes.
Sure, I wasn't good looking. I had no cash, but I could rock the Casbah. I had the Clash, the Cure, the Eurythmics. I had them all. I had Prince. I had Bowie. I had R.E.M. No, sorry. The Cure, Eurythmics. I had all of them. I had Prince, I had Bowie, I had R.E.M. So I spent a week thinking I was smarter than those other guys without this genius conversation starter. With a killer mixtape, I was ready to go. I asked her out, but she just said, no. I stood there feeling like a clown. It wasn't just the fact that she turned me down. What really got me quite upset was that when she left, she took the cassette. Her cruelty was hard to believe. I'd worn my heart on that mixtape album sleeve. I imagined her laughing and tearing apart the tracks of my heart on my achy breaky. The tracks of my tears on my achy breaky heart. But the story has a happy ending a few days later. Sorry, the story has a happy end. A few days later, I got a call from her friend. She liked the tape. We went out for beers and went out for Natalie for 2.5 years. So thanks, Lou Watton. Your impact was massive, from the TDKs to the BASFs. You didn't get to live to a century, but at least you got to see 90. I really cried. That's why I was writing. Yeah. I was sitting down.